Flesh and Bone is one of 2018 Fringe Festival's must-see plays, showing at the Holden Street Theatres. It's a play which manages to capture audiences' attention from the get-go, telling the story of an East London tower block. Breakfast producer Kavika Becker caught up with Elliot Warren, who's the author and actor of the play. She started off by asking him to speak about the story behind Flesh and Bone.
Yeah, so the play is about five characters from a gritty kind of area of East London, and they live in a tower block that is due for demolition, and that's kind of the, yeah, that's kind of the central story, and then kind of the forking narratives of all their troubles and trials and tribulations that they have individually. Yeah.
And there are a few parallels between Shakespeare and the modern life, kind of in London. Tell us, how did you try and get into character?
Well, I guess like the I wrote it as well, and the original kind of thing was that we wanted to articulate the unarticulated, and so that kind of gave us just the meanings to sort of whatever we were going to say was going to be beautiful, and these characters were going to speak beautiful. So we kind of got it in our heads from the very beginning that these rough and ready kind of characters were going to say 10 words for every one, no matter what it was. And the further I wrote it, actually, the words got more like Shakespearean and more beautiful than the first kind of half of the play. And it kind of just developed itself. As the writing developed, our sort of ease into saying the Shakespearean language with these characters developed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So did you go into writing it with the aim of Shakespearean kind of way of writing, or did it progress over time?
No, it was definitely, that was probably the main thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to give, yeah, like a beautiful voice to characters, people, individuals that don't necessarily have the means or the outputs in their own societies to talk like that, or to be able to articulate themselves like that. So yeah, that was probably the first thing that I wanted to do.
A lot of people have made a few comparisons between Flesh and Bone with Trainspotting, particularly like the monologues and the fast pace of the story. Do you think that there are similarities?
Definitely. Funny you should say that, because Trainspotting by In Your Face Theatre, we're friends with those, actually. Since the show, they came and saw it in Edinburgh last year, and we met Greg Esplin, and he's a great guy, and we got together and we've been speaking, and we saw the similarities ourselves, actually. And I believe that we saw that about 2 years ago, I think, Trainspotting, in 2015, and it blew our minds. Me and Olivia, that directed the piece as well, blew our minds, and we loved how in-your-face it was, and also at the same time how great all these monologues were and how fast and vibrant they were. So definitely, yeah, we wanted to kind of emulate that in kind of an East London world.
It's the same as Trainspotting. There are so many dark themes and dark moments in the play. Is it hard to get into character each time?
No. Do you know what? No, because I think I live in that. I live in a community like that in London, called Dalston. I live on an estate in Dalston with Olivia. And it's kind of a world in which I've been brought up in, I guess, the working class environments and people like that, characters very rich from East London and very, very sort of big and colourful. And I think, yeah, for me personally, and I think for the others now as well, getting into character is kind of just part and parcel with yeah, it's second nature. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
What do you want people, your audience, to take away from seeing your play?
So in the very beginning, we wanted to do a play that purely entertained, and if a message came from that, then happy days. But we wanted to make something that people couldn't look away from. They were there for 70, 75 minutes and just had to watch, weren't looking at their watch 30 minutes in, weren't yawning, they were watching the whole time. And I think through that, and through the fact that we've really developed and developed and developed our characters, I think the meaning that we want to get through it is kind of that there's communities out there that are in working class environments and things that aren't heard, that aren't given the voices, aren't given the platforms that they deserve, and their problems that they have aren't dealt with properly and are not listened to a lot of the time. And I think, yeah, I think the play gives anyone that watches it, when they leave, they kind of think, oh Christ, yeah, whether or not they think, oh, I should do something about the working class estates, it gives them a kind of sense of, yeah, everyone needs to be heard. Everyone needs to be heard, and everyone needs to be accounted for in the world.
Do you think that it's sort of your responsibility as an artist to try and depict all these issues in your art when they're sometimes not reported at all in the media?
Yeah, I think when you start to touch on subjects like that, I think you do have a little bit of a duty. When the show was first written, it was before the incident in London, Grenfell Tower, had happened. And the ending was very different. This family that we create on stage, it was a happy ending, basically. It ended quite good for them all. And then Grenfell happened, and things in that kind of community in London changed. And we just felt that we had to change the end of the play because it's real and it's happening right now in this climate that we live in. And I think you do, as an artist, if you're going to touch on those subjects, you do have a responsibility in a way to make sure that you're being fair and, letting people see the truth. I don't
know. I'm joined by Elliot Warren. He's the actor, writer and director of Flesh and Bone. Well, Flesh and Bone, it was a huge hit in Edinburgh. Were you blown away by the response that you received?
Yeah, we were. It was crazy. It's my first play that I've written, and Unpolished Theatre, our company, kind of developed with the first play. It just all began at once, and we went to Edinburgh, and we won some awards, and we got lots of 5- and 4-star reviews, and it was mind-blowing. It was crazy, because we thought we'd do well, and we were so passionate and driven and so every day determined to do the best show we possibly could. We went up not to have a jolly up, we went up because it was business. We wanted to show people what we could do. And I think we achieved that. And I think, it was a really lovely, lovely, well-earned surprise. I think that we got really good accolades, I guess.
Yeah. What's next for Unpolished Theatre?
I don't know. We're doing, after Adelaide, we're going to Soho Theatre in London to do a run there, which is really exciting because that's like kind of heart of a West End. It's not quite a West End stage, but it's in the West End. Yeah. So that's next. And then, I don't know, I'm not sure. Flesh and Bone may go on again somewhere. We'd like to go on to an even bigger theatre and maybe upscale it. But I'm always writing, so yeah, there might be another play on the pipeline, soon. Yeah.
Do you think in your next works, will you still try and inspire your shows by the current political or social climate in the UK?
Probably, yeah. I think I like to write about the working class and that kind of people. And I think when you start to talk about any character, especially in that kind of environment, when you start to talk about any body of people, you kind of touch on them subjects anyway. I think you start to see why they're put down or why they're happy or why they're sad or whatever it is. And I think you're always going to touch on politics in that sense. I try to stay away from it. I don't want to ram any messages down people's throats, but I like to think that people will get something from the play because we've really, really showed that our characters are real and alive and are current.
And this is your first time in Adelaide.
Yes.
How is it so far?
It's been amazing, it's been so good. The sun is out, which is amazing because in London it's, -4, I think I said that at the end of the show. Yeah, it's been great. The market in Adelaide is fantastic. We went there the other day. We've had some great Korean food. This is how determined we were and kind of up for doing the show. The boys and we all ran 5 miles to the beach the other day because we were determined to get there. So that was really nice. Our legs are killing us, and the first couple of shows has been really difficult because of that. So it was probably a stupid, silly mistake. But it's been amazing, It's a really nice place. Yeah. Lovely.
And it's only going to get better as the Fringe starts. Yeah. So we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Nice one. Thank you very much.
Breakfast producer Kvitka Becker speaking with writer and actor of Flesh and Bone, Elliot Warren. Players showing at the Holden Street Theatres every night except Mondays for the rest of the Fringe Festival. Definitely a must see, so be sure to get along.